Hey y'all, I just want to tell you something I was thinking on this morning. I'm doing this Bible study through the YouVersion Bible app, and it's something about multivitamins. I don't know the whole name of it. I'll see if I can figure out how to post a link to it. I'm not sure I can. Anyway, this morning it was about Jesus feeding the loaves and feeding the 5,000 with the loaves and fishes. And then I came in here to get dressed, and I noticed my wonky eye. I had a little trouble with it yesterday. Had something strange happen. Anyway, the reason I have this wonky eye, which I think of as it is my thorn in the flesh. It bothers me. I think it looks bad. It's a vanity thing. Sometimes it physically hurts if I'm really stressed out. Anyway, I have it because in 2020, I had a spontaneous internal carotid artery dissection on the left side. And when that happened, a vessel, an artery inside my neck tore, made a little flap, blocked off blood flow, caused a TIA, and the lack of blood supply to the fifth cranial nerve caused Horner syndrome. So this side of my eyelid droops. If you look closely at my pupils, they're different sizes, and sometimes it's better or worse depending on if I'm under a lot of stress or if I'm just not feeling well or dehydrated or whatever. Anyway, it bothers me, but I've never spent much time really praying about it because I thought I'm so much better than I could have been. It could have been a massive stroke. You know, I could have been dealing with all of those things for a few minutes. I lost my words and couldn't say what I wanted to say, and that would have been horrible. If y'all know me, I talk a lot. But then as I read that this morning, Jesus chose to bless them and did a miracle, and they weren't starving. It wasn't like they hadn't eaten in several days. It wasn't that kind of miracle. He just blessed them with a meal because it was time for a meal. And how many times do I not ask because I feel like it's too small to bother him with, or because I've already been blessed, he probably wouldn't want to give me some more. And that's not right thinking. He wants to bless us with all the things that he wants us to ask. And so he may choose to heal it, he may not, but I will be making what my kids call the wonky eye a matter of prayer. Anyway, I hope y'all have a good day.